thank you to everybody in the room in Warsaw and to all analysts listening on the call. We will proceed in the way we'll do the presentation, then we will have questions and answers in the room in Warsaw, and then we will take from the listeners.
So welcome. It's difficult not to start with the bancassurance case. We've taken a decision on the 17th of October. We've changed the methodology. We adopted the most conservative approach from all banks. Impact of this approach, which is basically 0% upfront, was devastating for the end of year 2012 and would have a negative impact on of 105 million for 2013, the three quarters. It will still have a negative impact of roughly 15 million in the fourth quarter, first and second of the next year, with in the fourth quarter and third and the fourth quarter of 2014, it will become positive for the in the next years, and Vitek will walk you through how it splits over how this 309 plus 105 how that would impact our revenue in the in the next years. Another issue that is hot topic is our General Assembly meeting that is scheduled for the 28th of November. We are trying to prepare the resolution to raise not more than 10% of the capital in no prospectus formula to the professional qualified buyers. Then the third thing is looking at the strategy in our 2014-15-16 growth plan to get double the market share from the end of 2012 is confirmed. We will, despite the change of this bank assurance, we are not changing our business model. We are strong in distribution, in client acquisition, and the volume of credit and deposit growth. We slightly revised the cost-income target. It will be below 45%. We are not sure if it's 41 or 44 at this moment. And ROE is revised at the 16%. Fundamental performance for the third quarter, it was not the best quarter in our history. Trading income was down and, because of the low interest volatility and basically low złoty and euro volatility. But also, when you looked at the single line that hit us the most was the net interest margin. We have this is big difference between earning 1.1% on the term deposit versus losing 1.1% on the term deposit. We the last month on the third quarter we recovered our positions, and now the net interest margin is I can say is defended, and we go into details later, but it should go back to 5%. Level. Loan growth and deposit growth are in line with our expectations. It's close to 40% year on year, with still one of the safest ratios on the market, loan to deposit ratios. Very strong growth on the number of customers. It's the highest on the market. It's the same as the two closest competitors combined. It goes into the in line with the distribution channels. We are not stopping building the new branches, the mini branches. We confirmed the target of 220 of them by the end of this year. Also, we are gaining the clients through our strategic projects that I've mentioned earlier, which is consumer finance, small Alior Express branches, as well as Alior Sync. Outlook, I've mentioned NIM improving, not dramatically from 4.8, but we will get back to 5%. Loan growth, we are still confirming the growth of between 400 and 500 million per month, and we feel comfortable with the consensus of 231 that is scheduled for this year, and the next year's we'll cover later. Isaac?
Thank you. Good morning. On this slide, I have always had the problem with this slide because here we have almost 90 figures and 40 indices, but I would like to attract your attention to four of them. First, what Wojtek already mentioned, NIM. Net interest income increased only by 11% versus the growth of the loan by 37%, but Wojtek mentioned this driven by the drop of the market rate, which we suffered a lot. Of course, we made it measurements and we improved the margin on the credit side. However, we were not able to compensate what we lost on the term deposit margin. The second, net fee and commission income, 25% growth. So this is something which I perceive very positive sign for the future. And the two next element, general administrative expenses, 8%, almost flat, and impairment losses in line with the loan volume growth. And before I commented other financials in a deeper way, I have to say something about bank insurance, because this, let's say, the most bigger and deeper impact on our financials. You remember those three models when we presented June figures. So the old one, which we used for revenue recognition till the end of June this year, and what we implemented as a follow-up with the negotiation with our insurer companies, we changed the model, we changed the agreements, we changed the system of distribution, and we were sure that all those changes fulfilled recommendation which we got and all banks got in the letter dated 5th of April. However, in August and in September, we have, talks, and the final talk, which took place October 14th, we get a clear, unquestionable directions from KNF that we should restate and make a restatement of the revenues from the bank insurance for all production, so the period 2008-2013, and what we did, we corrected the opening balance as of 2013 by 309 million zloty, and 105, that was a reduction of the net profit for the first three quarters. I have to admit, and I forgot, that all figures presented in this presentation are restated. So, and this is according to the accounting policy which we implemented, and they are comparable. So the first quarter, the second quarter, and the third quarter, these are in the same framework. And what is important, that this 409 million zloty deferred income is something which will come and already come in 2013, third quarter and the fourth quarter, and then next year. So on this slide, which are you have in front of you, from this 414 million zloty, the almost 40 will come, will appear, will increase the profit of the fourth quarter, and the rest will be distributed as it is displayed in the slide. One can ask, and Wojtek already answered that, that for 2014, the impact of these changes which we implemented will have a natural impact. However, 2015 and for and next years, it will be the positive income. On the next slide, just one important details which I would like to highlight. This, if you look at the lower graph and WIBOR curve, there is a drop by almost 2.3 percentage points. However, if you compare to what we put in the budget, the difference is smaller but still significant. There's almost 170 base points difference between our budget figures and the actual. And this is explain the gap of and drop of NIM, despite of the fact that a lot of actions we took on the asset side. Thank you. Nils?
Thank you. The slide number 8, we have a very good fee development. We see very good development in brokerage. There's a increasing tendency for wealthy investors to invest into shares. The settlements going up quite well, and we are keeping also a decent income from non-lending related sale of insurance products. Page number 9. I jumped page number 7. We'll go back to page number 7. Yes, page number 7. My mistake. The development we see on the cash loans, now contemplating 30% of the loan book, is making us very happy. We have also a very good development in current account deposits, which is now making up more than 40% of the retail deposits. That's very good for the NIM. And that in spite of the rate drop, as Vitek and Wojtek mentioned, which has hit us on the NIM coming from the term deposit side. We're still having a good liquidity ratio, less than 100% loan-to-deposit ratio. Then we can go to page number 9, sorry. On page number 9, you will see we have, on the left side, 18% growth in outlets, 42% growth in number of customers, revenue up 17%. Again, 9 months of this year versus first 9 months of last year, again in spite of this reduction in margin on term deposits, and the costs have grown in much more modest level, 9% in total. We have reviewed our processes now after 5 years of operating, and we have identified a number of elements where we can improve our efficiency, and we have a target of next year on like-to-like, so based on where we are right now, 25 million zloty cost savings in the year 2014 impact, and another 25 million with impact in 2015. As you can imagine, we have a very good efficiency already, so these are not very easy and low-hanging fruits, but with a very good approach and our commitment to use also excellence and innovation internally, we will be able to achieve this. So that our new cost income target for 2016 is to be below 45%. Earlier we said 42, but due to this change in environment, we're now saying it'll be lower than 45%. Page number 10. We have continued improvement in our risk tools, both on the loan granting side, on the loan collection side, as You know, we have a strong focus on growing our cash loans, and this is leading to a higher NPL also because we're working into the consumer finance where we have in some of the shops a minimum acceptance ratio, which is higher than we would have taken if it was from the street. But from a business case point of view, it is something that is paying off over time. Number 11, we have a very strong retail risk management with excellent scoring qualities, higher Gini's than we see in many other institutions. We have, on customers coming from the street, we have a very tough acceptance ratio. With the consumer finance that we're not moving into a situation where we are accepting everybody, we are also selecting when we have seen the experience, of course, with the sales outlets, if we want to stay in these outlets for longer. So but we have a very strong growth in our presence in consumer finance. We have, we dare to say, the best-in-class collection system, and this gives us a very high predictability of the cost of risk for the non-collateralized lending. For all of these cases, consumer finance more on a business case model with longer term payback, we have risk-based pricing, and this is giving us a high return on equity with a good predictability on the non-collateralized lending. An example of our improvement in the retail risk collection, we have given here some slides, lines showing the production from 2009, 10, 11, 12, and first quarter, and how good are we at getting the money back after we have identified that this is a delinquency, meaning after more than 1 month of delinquency. Our tools are constantly improving. We're seeing some slow back in the last 6 months of this year, where we have had an element of increasing unemployment, and as expected, that is for all of the curves, making the curve go less steep over the last 6 months. But we're very pleased with this development.
If I can add to this slide, one thing is to have the things that Neil has mentioned, but I think it went completely unnoticed that we are now, we in the course of 2013, we've built the field collection force that is the biggest among the Polish banks. Only the specialized companies working in the collection business, they have more people on the ground basically visiting the clients. That's why this recovery ratios, as Niels has mentioned, we believe that in with the declining rate of unemployment and full speed of our Lublin-based collection system and field troops working on retail collection, we can beat the expectations here.
Page number 13. After the correction of accounting methods, we are still above 12% total capital adequacy. However, to ensure that we are achieving our long-term strategy of more than 4% market share and more than 16% return on equity, the growth is very important. And an element of that growth is giving higher profitability not in the year where the loans are booked. And therefore, an up to 10% capital increase would provide us sufficient capital to deliver that target.
And now on the page 14, looking at the our market share growth, we're still a tiny bank. We have 2.5% in deposits and 2.3% in loans in Poland, but we are growing month by month. Quarter by quarter, we are gaining the market share in both retail and corporate sectors. If the One of the reasons behind is that we are building our distribution and we are building our client base. So client base is 188,000 clients that we've gained. And at the end of the quarter, we have 1.9 million clients. I can say that today this number is already 100,000 more. So we beat the target of 2 million clients by the end of the year. It's quite a good result, knowing that the first branch of Alior has been opened for the clients on the 17th of November, just almost exactly 5 years ago. We are not slowing down building of our distribution, and that in the table below, you see where the clients are actually coming from. Branches are our regular branches, Alior Express are the small mini branches, Consumer Finance and Alior Sync. But it's worth mentioning that we are pointing here only the first point of contact, because if you are a client of Alior Sync, you have a full service in all the branches. If you enter to our channels through Alior Express, then you can go to the branches and vice versa. So all in all, we're gaining substantially market share, more than our competitors. Now, on the page 16, we feel very comfortable with our quarter-by-quarter, month-by-month loan production in all the segments. We had, on the cash loans, as you probably know, most of the Polish banks and with advertising, when Salesforce, they try to pretend to prevent NIM erosion by going into the cash loan business. We suffered in especially July and August. I can say that the results of September and later, we are fully back on track with the cash loans, both in margins and in volumes. Mortgages, I think it will be very good fourth quarter because of the Regulation S coming at the beginning of this year, over the next year. I'm not so negative about the impact of 20% down payment rule because we see also this much faster growing demand for mortgages. As far as the corporate banking is concerned, or rather small and mid-sized companies, that is in our case, we see quite strong new volumes in working capital facilities. What is especially important is that for the first time we see the number of applications for investment loans growing. And this is basically after summer of this year. We are on the next... what is worth mentioning, that the change of... and someone had a question earlier. The change of the bank assurance accounting booking, has it changed at all the way that we are steering the sales of production at the branches? Both our employees, our intermediaries, our partners, they are rewarded in the same way. We build a very strong centralized desk for controlling all this, and the level of insurance sale and new production is after the change of the accounting rules hasn't changed at the branches at all. One also might have a question about our compliance with other non-only booking requests about the bank assurance. We are fulfilling all of the KNF future discussed regulations about bank assurance with one product that we will be introducing for all our employees. We will have the individual sales agencies, so-called OFTA, for investment products right now in the fourth quarter, and if needed, if kind of implies this rule, to have the regular agency license for every employee. We have this ready to introduce only also for the credit products at the beginning of 2014, when the new recommendation comes. Now, distribution growth. I've mentioned that we will end up this year with 220 of the small outlets, with the number of Alior agencies roughly circulating around the same number that I've mentioned earlier, 440 to 450 is the number there. We are not building any more large branches. We finished with that. On the next page, on page 18, you see the our three strategic projects. Although the numbers are not impressive yet, please have a look at the growth ratios. In consumer finance, we are already number one in Poland as far as the e-commerce is concerned because of our cooperation with Allegro Group, and we are already number three or four, depending how to count our competitors, in physical distribution outlets for installment loans. Alior Expresses, what is especially important is that none of our Alior Expresses branches is non-profitable after 6 months. So 6 months, sometimes it's a little bit faster, but after 6 months, this low-cost format located in a high traffic area, usually the what we call the convenience shopping centers, so not lifestyle shopping centers, but convenience shopping centers with many clients coming every day, this format is profitable, and there are many of potential partners or competitors that are considering this format to be introduced in other countries also. Alior Sync, this is our virtual child growing. I'm a little bit disappointed with the volume of loans. We have this really excellent system, and I must say this is something that strikes me completely. The cost of risk for the products that are generated on the internet, and generally the NPLs for those are much lower than the risks, cost of risk of the traditionally sold products. It's a function of better scoring, no any potential frauds in preparation of the false documentation and papers, but also it's a function of the who buys on the internet in Poland today versus who goes into the installment source. Very positive development. However, we hope on a faster growth, especially on the lending business. If you look at the page 19, the last page, it's the outlook for next year's. These are we use here. The only thing that we can use is the consensus analyst forecast for 13, 14, and 15. We feel comfortable with these numbers. ROE for 2016, we slightly, because of the changes, we had to reduce to the level of 16%, above 16%, let's put it this way. Production, as I mentioned earlier, 400 to 500 million annual production. That's why we have general monthly, quarterly, it will be 1.2, 1.5. Monthly production with the split of retail versus corporate business roughly equal with more for cash loans, because together with our installment loans, it will be closer to 55-60% production on the retail business. Cost income, less than 45% versus previously 42%. It is only linked with the income line affected by the accounting changes. However, as Milford mentioned, we already undertook some actions to reduce our cost lines to somehow catch up with our and the market expectations on total profitability of our venture. What is also worth mentioning is that we built our infrastructure 6 years ago. And 6 years ago, not only the infrastructural costs for operations in IT were lower than back then, but what is especially important is that we are using the technology that allows us to to switch, to change, to rapidly develop the changes to imply even more cost-efficient way of running our business. As you know, we outsource a lot of our operations and a lot of functions that allows us to be on the helm of the total cost. And with a growing volume, growing number of clients, we are really receiving, and we will receive even more the volume discounts from our suppliers. Market share, we are on track, and we are confirming that our goal is to go to double the market share from the end of 2012 when we got listed, which means that currently with 2.5%, we still have 1.5% to go by the end of 2016. Thank you very much. Now, it's questions.
So first we will take the Q&A from the audience. Who would like to ask the question, please? Just.
Dariusz Górski, BZWBK. On page 5, we can probably do the math back, but nonetheless, could you provide us with the number for the three quarters of this year, how much of the past fees you have recognized this year, and also could we get a split of this 414 into two revenue streams, meaning the past fees from 2010, 11, 12, and then those from three quarters of this year, if possible. And my second question would be on the cost of risk, because despite the changes, or I understand favorable changes to your LGD model in retail, you had a hike in cost of risk in the third quarter, and if you could elaborate on the reasons and underlying trends. Thank you very much.
I will start with the cost of risk. We have a very strong growth in the retail lending in two aspects. One is cash loans, where we have our existing customers, kill bill customers, people coming from the street, and we can decide to a full extent which degree we have acceptance here or not acceptance. And we are accepting less than 35% of those customers. Then we have the new installment loans we're doing under consumer finance. It's a project which is bringing this year negative ROE, next year, 0% ROE, and after that, a very good ROE. We have to enter into these consumer loans, small installment loans, average 2,200 zloty, and a very large proportion of those are bringing the losses in the first 6 months after we have done these monthly loan sales. That is the reason why we see a continued growth of cost of risk. We have also not, we have also not fully passed the bankruptcy cycle for corporates. We have little increase, nothing significant, and this might go into also fourth quarter, but nothing significant. The macroeconomic improvement, which we're seeing, will for sure have an impact in 2014 on less bankruptcies and even higher recovery ratios and less delinquency from the customers under retail. But we will continue seeing a relatively high cost of risk because our focus is on earning money at the mass customers where the average cost of risk is higher than a customer where we are having collaterals, or also with the consumer finance where the acceptance ratio required by the shops leads to an average higher cost of risk than when we have the decline ratio as we have in the bank.
Bank assurance question. So first, the split of 414, it's 309 plus 105. 105 for 2013 and 309 for the
Yes, as it was stated in the previous slides. But let's say for the first quarters, we recognize from old production and the current production 100 million net. So this is just after tax.
Can I elaborate on the NPL formation in retail? Because you're blaming the consumer finance initiative, but the deterioration is actually quite significant, right? From by 50 bps to 9.2, right? If I'm not mistaken, I'm referring to slide number 10, 8.7 to 9.2. Yet your consumer finance portfolio is really small. So how come that it actually drove the ratio higher when it's like 400 million zlotys only? I mean, NPL would have need to be like 50-60%.
You know, it's not only the consumer finance, but it is a significant contributor to it.
So stripping out consumer finance, how would the ratio behave, you know, without the consumer finance?
I will find that number and make sure we have that in India.
Maybe on the your comment about the consensus, analyst consensus for next year. I mean, the third quarter profitability is really scary low, especially given the fact that you've periodized the impact of bank assurance for three quarters of this year. So the run rate of, I mean, I'm asking the question because the usual probably market participant would think that you need to move up from 40 million quarterly profitability to almost 100 million quarterly profitability next year to arrive at the analyst consensus. What assumptions are behind your thinking that you are going to deliver that? Is cost of risk going to decline from seemingly high level of this year, 220 bps on your total portfolio? Are you expecting net interest margin to go up, or it's just going to be the volume momentum which will be maintained at this level?
I think. There are two factors. If you compare the three quarters of this year with the three quarters of previous year and the growth, I think we feel very comfortable. The third quarter of this year, we were hit by especially net interest margin decline to 4.8%. Now going the results of the even September and then October shows that there's no more price wars in cash loans. So we will definitely hope and to recover the position to 5% net interest margin. That translates into 50-60 million zloty of net profit alone for this one. As far as the credit risk and cost of risk, we believe that we are able to maintain the long term 2.1% cost of risk for the overall portfolio, with this 2.81 for installment loans, for cash loans. I think it is expectable to get better than even this 2.81 that you see here, and NPLs for the retail business, other retail business on page 10. I think that we'll try to depress these levels down further. All this combined make us comfortable for both to 31 this year and the forecast for next year. The other things that I've mentioned here, that were mentioned earlier, is that we will see even flatter growth of the cost base in 2013, like for like, 14, like for like, it will be decrease of at least 25 million. We know where to find all these 25 million savings, and this another lever. Anything more? I think all these three are the main drivers that makes us comfortable about the results, both for 2013 and 2014.
also have one more question. I know this is post-result meeting, but given your capital increase and the shareholder structure, which you comment on in the report, that there's actually no progress on Carlota Sala sale yet, and this actually may get prolonged beyond the end of the year, which is, I think, contrary to what you've stated earlier, I believe. Do you, as management, plan to participate in capital increase? Could you make any comment, you know, in the name of Carlota Sala, are they going to participate, or would there be no comment on this? And how do you expect this kind of shareholder resolution to continue, the final shareholder structure?
We cannot comment on this at this moment. As soon as we know, we will let the market know. Currently, I just cannot comment. Sorry.
You cannot comment about Carlota Sala or about the management as well.
I cannot comment on the Carlota Sala for sure, because we are the subject of sales. I have to confirm, however, that as we were supporting Carlota Sala in the sales process so far this year, we are still supporting the UBS and Carlota Sala in the sale of the bank today. And I think, it's up to you, the judgment, if it's going to be finished this year or next year, or how they're going to fulfill their commitments to sell. I think the process is ongoing. This is all what I can say at this moment, with the full support of the management. We then, in order to better clarify the issue of the General Assembly and the capital increase, we were advised here by the lawyers that we need to go basically through the current report publishing. We cannot, in this form, provide any more details about it.
I need to ask one more question as feedback from clients that probably you got and all the analysts got after the management share sale, which happened before the KNF decision. Would you have handled the things differently? I know that you commented that it was a total surprise by the KNF, yet we are seeing some comments from KNF that this communication was ongoing. And knowing, you know, about the procedures with the regulator, it's very rare that the regulator surprises anyone with their decisions. I mean, the line of communication was quite clear from the very beginning, the intentions by the regulator, what they wanted to achieve in terms of comparability of results across the banks. And you were the only one that actually, even in the first half results, stick to your approach. Some other banks, like your competitors, which also relied on upfront recognition, I'm talking about Getin Group or some other players, they've realigned or changed their behavior a little bit already in the second quarter or first half of the year numbers. Could you clarify those issues and maybe what do you expect to improve your credibility in the market, which definitely took a hit because of the management share sale?
Okay, so two comments. First, I will not comment on our competitors and their understanding of the requirements of KNF. I can say, however, that during the results of the first quarter, there were only a few banks that restated the 2012 or the past. The end of 2012, and then we were hit. We made all these corrections that cost us 30 million zloty of net profit for the first quarter for the first half of this year. We've done it, I would say, in the most. This was the most dramatic impact among the banks that I know operating on the Polish market. It was ongoing, the discussions with the KNF. It is still unclear. It is still unclear if it's 0%, 20%, 29%, 60%, 65%. It's not to me to comment. What we've done is basically the way to say that the income from bank assurance from Alior will be that low or that big as you see currently or better. You cannot expect any deterioration because it was a deliberate decision from us, knowing that what we've done was quite dramatic in terms of negotiations, in terms of the with insurance companies, in terms of the hitting our profitability in the first half. We've discussed it with the auditor. We discussed it on ongoing basis with KNF. We have all we thought that this is enough. The meeting that took place on the 14th, then was an ongoing discussion. The meeting that took place on the 14th of October with the KNF convinced us that it might not be enough. And then even postponing the results for the fourth quarter, shouldn't we do this change and then continue our policy that is basically was based in the on the pillar that on the mint pillar that Vitek has mentioned on his slide, that would be too much risky. So what we are saying now is that from the bank assurance is you can expect these numbers or better if there is a clear guidance, and it was a guidance from KNF. I think the last week it was the public presentation done on the bank assurance, and it still hangs on the pages of KNF, and that it's still very much difference among the Polish banks how much they booked up front. It's not up to me to comment. It's all, what I can say only that we are now at the bottom of it all with zero up front. If KNF comes back and say that acceptable level is higher, it's 30, it's 40%, or give the clear guidance from their side, then we will obviously comply with our regulations. We have the now coming back to your question about did we know and what the sales and we do of the management shares. I can what was in the we had the four slots for management shares, one for the January May 2013, then 15 of September 2015, then December 15 of December 15 of September 2013. The next slot is 15 of December this year, and then the 15th of December next year. These are all the four slots for the management. There are 1.3 million shares, roughly, to be sold in the 15th of December 2013, and 15 million shares to be and 1.5 million shares to be sold at the end of next year. Both slots in January, in May and September, were filled by the management almost fully, 70-80% of what we could sell. We did at the slots. There are a number of reasons for that. By the way, we started the sales process in October. We are acting together as 105 managers together in Luxco. We, as a whole group, we went to some intermediaries on the markets, so brokerage houses, to place this. The first attempt that was in September, just after the 15th, was unsuccessful, but it was publicly known to the market in all compliance. Then the successful one was done on the 1st of October, and then the current report went out on the 4th. There's one more factor that I need to tell. In the sales process of Alior, one of the major potential buyer expected us to have the management to have a further 5 years of complete lockup on our shares. And this was a condition to place the offer. When we learned about this, it was at the beginning of September. We decided, because we at the beginning of this whole process of Alior, we were asked to invest, some of us, the top management, to invest all our net asset value. So we were calculated together with Carlota Sara how much we own, how much we owe to the banks, and the total is out-of-pocket investment. That 5 years of completely no bonuses, no returns from what we've achieved. It was the lockup period. And now, at the beginning of September, we knew that further 5 years, all this money, we will not see this money at all. I believe that this is from the timing and the logic and the facts. For us, this sale is a very clear issue. We are cooperating with KNF, and I'm 100% sure that the outcome of this will come. We're pushing to come very soon, and then we all this unpleasant situation will be cleared. Now, the very basic question I can answer only from myself. We are still committed to these numbers, and let me put it this way: if I can expect from the logic that people are getting married, they're getting divorced, invest, not invest, I can expect that a big chunk of the 1.3 million shares to be sold in December and 1.3 million shares to be sold next year. Maybe not 70% like it was in the first two tranches, will be sold, because this is how the people mentality is, just a long period of time. However, I can tell you from the top management point of view, from my point of view, if I'm not forced to sign anything like a 5 years lockup or I won't see this money forever, me and the top management is fully committed to the growth of the bank, and we would not sell because of the financial performance or bleak future of the bank. I can assure you that it was. If any other questions, obviously I can answer them, but these are the facts.
If I may, I would have two more questions. It's mind-boggling to me how you say that this is actually neutral impact for 2014 and positive for 2015, the flip to accrual accounting. I mean, it's very easy to do an Excel file or showing that if you need to, you know, periodize your revenue from current sale and future sale, it's mathematically almost impossible for you to have a positive or neutral impact. It will still be negative. And a basic numbers comparison, I think, suggests that, right? I know that obviously you will be accruing your earlier, or periodizing your earlier revenue, benefiting from your earlier sale, but the fact that you need to periodize the current sale, I think it's kind of obvious. So I'm just, could you provide maybe kind of a spreadsheet for us or something? Because for me personally, I just don't see why it's neutral and positive for 2015.
So VTEC showed
for like comparison.
Like for like, exactly, Martin. VTEC showed the 115 from the past production until the third quarter. You can recalculate that to be a pre-tax. We still have some production in the fourth quarter. On top of that, there's the production of loan-related insurance in 2014. If you only take that, then you have a gap. On top of that, you have the non-credit related insurance fee, which is significant. And we have a little gap after that, which is filled up with new loan growth, shorter terms from partly consumer finance and partly from the negotiation of the cross-sell level, which we will have in the various products. There's no gap, which have a neutral impact in 2014 and a positive in 2015 versus our latest communicated total income from insurance distribution.
Additionally, what Anil said, because we calculated this with an effective interest rate, not just a linear, because if you took, for instance, our 300 million zloty of new production, terms of the insurance, and if you apply the average, you would get for the next five quarters, which we are talking about almost 55 million zloty revenues. If you apply the effective interest rate, which is like this, you get more revenue in the first quarter than the after. And just illustration, from the production which this year production for the first quarter, we recognize only 2 million zloty, but in the second almost 10, and in the third one almost 20 million zloty. So the sum is
maybe it's better, as you suggested, to provide with the spreadsheet so everyone can be on the same.
It'll be great. And secondly, why bother with all these bank assurance products? We know that those are fake products, to be honest. I mean, the cover that the client gets is really symbolic, to be honest. The only advantage for the bank was actually to collect it up front, right? If you need to periodize it, why not give up on the on this 80-90% cross-sell within the cash loan to with insurance product and just stick to a very limited cross-sell of, like other banks do, of 15-25%? Because I think one of the problems the KNF had with you is that even though the product is voluntary, like vast majority of your clients took insurance product in hand in hand with cash loan, and you have the same pulse as clients which other banks do, yet other banks had much lower penetration. And this suggested that this was not really voluntary, but the product was constructed in a way that actually pushed the client into the insurance product. So why bother? I mean, you don't have the upfront revenue collection benefit. Give up on the 2% annual insurance fee and just put it into effective interest rate with the higher loan, you know, APR rate, and that's it, right? And you have no risk, no KNF, you know, situations and stuff like that.
Thanks for your advice. To answer this, I think there are only two aspects, because you directionally you're right. Why bother with the discussions with KNF? Why selling these protocols together? But there are two very important things. First, we make sure that there is no mis-selling in our approach, and actually there's nothing. Our clients are getting the highest repayments, so it's not a fake insurance, as you mentioned earlier. It's 87% claims from life insurance are being accepted, which is double the size of the average for the market. But for us, it's very important from one reason. When you have a good contract with the insurance company, you can really count on jobless insurance coverage, which means that you are able to make the cash loans to the clients in 15 minutes rather than waiting to call the HR department in the employer to verify the employment, then to check the status of the employer. Is the employer prone to bankruptcy in the next month? I think it is very important part of our granting the loan. And then it comes like that. The higher the coverage of the client, so if there is no negative selection from the clients that are coming to the bank and taking this product, then you have the better coverage from the insurers. So you're right. There's no difference between if it's 15% client covered, 30% client coverage. But if you go to the level, then the coverage, is in our case, is about 50%. I think then it becomes part of your decision-making process, which is faster. That's why you can enter the areas like consumer finance or enter the new markets, like with this your Express. So that's why, unfortunately, for you, we will continue with our existing business model of selling the bank insurance products with a full compliance with the kind of regulations that I mentioned earlier. If it requires the special agency licenses from our employees, we'll get this the licenses from our employees, but we will continue the way that it was that we've done it before, because it's good for the profitability. Look at the Antilikva, anti-usury. This is the ticking issue that is unresolved for the Polish banking sector, with how to cope with this. If I'm very broad, I would say without any additional charges, like for the clients, like insurance related, like then it's becoming really, really four times Lombard rate, we know we have to calculate in this the cap. The coverage of the jobless insurance plus the under-usually limit, I think the two most important factors to answer your question.
Please let me know if you would like to ask the question.
Kamislavski Spito Santo, I have a question about capital increase. And my question would be, what are your targets for CET1 and capital adequacy ratio for 2016? Because this is the time period you're talking about, page 13.
I think the capital increase that we are will be submitting to the General Assembly is for the maximum of 3.6 million shares. So 6.3 million shares maximum. And this is the capital increase now. And what we cannot comment on the desired level of capital equity ratios in 2016. However, we believe that with this capital increase, 6.3, it's enough to provide the growth for the bank at the speed of four, without any sacrifices in the speed of growth, 400, 500 million net production of loans, and with restrictive dividend policy, it will be enough to be compliant with full Tier 1 and capital adequacy ratios by the regulator, with even the possibility of 2016, theoretical possibility to pay out the dividend in 2016. However, the payout of the dividend will not be the subject of the management and will obviously be related with the growth options that will be in front of us in 2016. But we do not plan anymore.
And in the midterm, what would be the CET1 ratio target for you? Do you have any like 11% or 12% that is the minimum accepted by you, or not really?
The current ratio of 10.5 is not acceptable by us, so we are increasing this. But we do not. We are planning this to be on a safe and comfortable level, but we do not have any number that is kind of set in stone.
Naturally, the Tier 1 ratio, total capital adequacy ratio, is also depending on the growth which is ahead of us before we see strong profitability in all aspects. We still have significant capacity. We need more scale.
Another question, if I may ask about the concentration of your loan book. It seems that the 10 largest exposure is right now more than 1.6 billion, and it's like 80% of your equity, and let's say close to 20% of whole corporate loan, and also 8.9% of all loans. Do you feel comfortable with this concentration level?
We feel comfortable with the level we have right now. We have no intention of making it significantly stronger.
A year ago, it was like, let's say, 6%. Now it's close to 9%. Do you expect it to go up further?
It will go up a little bit, but not much. Our focus last year in February was when we established the last corporate division to be able to serve also larger corporates in Poland. We have very few engagements where we have no relationship, where we get the cash flows, the foreign currency exchanges, with the customers. So that is our focus, and by nature our focus is having a very high return on equity. We are not engaging with any customers where the return on equity is deteriorating the total return on equity of the bank. That puts also a natural limitation on how far we can go in large corporate.
About the sales of consumer loan, it's close to 1 billion in this quarter. Do you expect it to go up? And how much up could this go, let's say, in the next year? average the quarterly sales of loans?
Consumer loan will definitely go up for two reasons. One, the results for the third quarter were depressed because of the very unsatisfactory October, July, and August in consumer loans. This is where our competitors were really hitting up for the market. We defended this based on September and next results. Then it's a seasonality. And third is the increase of the number of clients that we are experiencing. And our model that allows us to have this 35% acceptance is based on the fact that the majority of the clients coming to pay the bills to us, and we know we can score them properly. So the answer, if you combine these three things, I expect very strong growth in cash lending business, cash lending, credit cards, overdrafts, on all unsecured lending in the 2014, not to mention the fourth quarter this year.
But could you quantify it a bit? 2014 versus 2013? It's like 20%, 10% or 50.
You said 10, 20 and?
50.
50. More than 20.
My last question would be...
50 too hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. My last question would be on Polbita, and the question is, what is your current exposure to this company? If you could divide it into equity exposure and debt exposure, and also what is the risk-weighted assets for this exposure?
We are not publishing the direct number. It's has increased a little bit since year begin because the company is developing well, and we have found ways to make cheaper purchasing for them by granting supplier lending, so inverse factoring. And the classification of these assets, we have some provisioning which we created last year. We have seen so far no need for further provisioning. The performance of the companies is satisfactory. We are still in the process of finding a buyer or a joint venture structure where we can move out of this engagement.
So maybe
it goes forward in acceptable and expected way of the sales process of the asset disposal.
Is this exposure higher than 10% of your equity combined?
By far not.
Our exposure, but let's say this the total amount is split between us and Erste Bank.
Okay, so we have one more question.
Marta Czajkowska, Dęba Pes. Two questions. One is on your expected opening of branches for next year. You mentioned no big branches to be opened. The smaller one will be open this year. Whether you have any branch expansion plans for next year? And the second question is also related to costs. Could you give a split for this cost-saving plans between personal and non-personal costs, and if there is any plans for OPEX going into CAPEX for next year?
I will comment on the first two, and then OPEX, CAPEX, I leave it to you. I think no intention to build more agencies, no intention to build any more big branches. So the only focus of the expansion are the AliExpresses. AliExpresses, I've mentioned earlier, they are achieving the break-even points after 6 months. Obviously, as in any business, you cannot go forever. We believe that the targets for this year of 220 will be met, and we are not sacrificing to improve, for instance, our cost business, cost position in 2014, we are not sacrificing the growth. We still believe that there is a room for 60 new AliExpresses to be opened in 2014. I can say, however, that 60 is the maximum number. When we noticed the deterioration or lengthening of this break-even period, we'll stop building them. So far, I think we are very happy with this channel of client acquisition, especially, as I mentioned, that the clients are coming with their all full payment and receipts. That is an earlier express because of the clients are coming to repay their bills, including the loan bills in other banks, becoming more and more important factor, important channel of distributing of the cash loan. Second question, HR cost versus the operations. I think that the net in the with the development of the bank, with the development of the new branches, mini branches, I can say that HR costs will grow. We will focus on other part of the, our costs, including fees that are paying to outsources, including the real estate fees, and including all our. We are just after 5 years of operations, we are much bigger, and we can explore the economies of scale.
So, moving to CapEx is not a cost saving. So this is not an option for us. We have ourselves a very strong economic interest in delivering value to the organization. The growth in number of employees in the bank, now more than 6,000, up almost 1,000 over the last year. We will continue growing total number of employees, but doesn't mean that this cost savings does not entail efficiency also in certain functions of the bank, but there will not be a net reduction. It's not that we are out with such reduction, mass layoffs. We don't have that.
Okay, I have a question. Why have you cut marketing costs so rapidly? 5 million in a quarter is like four times less than a year ago, for example, and the lowest quarter was 10 million before, but now it's only 5 million.
This is the growth of Aldir, it's really rapid. Last year we launched Aldir Sync, and in our marketing costs were 29 million of the Aldir Sync cost alone. So I think this is we are not our share of voice. If you measure from other side, our share of voice in all media, electronic, TV, and so on, is the same as it used to be. We are not losing this. We are not cutting. It's just the arithmetics from the Aldir Sync versus last year, and then if you look at the quarter on quarter. I can tell you it's the phenomenon that should be in all banks. I think it is in all banks because to go after the retail clients with the marketing costs in July and August is a little bit counterproductive. It's all the banks that I was in all the time. So usually the third quarter is the weakest in marketing spend, and the fourth quarter is the strongest.
So we would like to give opportunity to ask questions for the remote audience. So are there any questions from the audience present in the room?
Sorry, I think for trading result, I think you stated a quarter ago that this should be sustainable. Now we are seeing this major drop, mainly in terms of interest-related trading income. Could you explain that, why that is?
We have stated that the FX is very sustainable. We continue seeing a very good flow. The interest rate trading in the second quarter was due to a significant volatility where we have a number of the larger corporates doing a lot of hedging on the interest rate positions.
So please let me know if there is any further question from the audience present in the room. Thank you very much. And operator, please open the line for the attendees present on the call, and we may process with the Q&A.
Thank you for those participants on the phone. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, it's star one for any questions or comments. Your first question comes on the line of Daniel Cowan. Please ask your question.
Yes, good morning. Just a quick question from me, please. Your new return on equity target of 16% plus, does that include the assumed capital increase, please?
It does include the capital increase of up to 10%. Yes, it does.
Thank you.
There are no further questions on the audio this time. Please continue.
Okay, I know that this is a very busy day for you today. It's not only Alior. Thanks for coming. If there are questions, we know that we will provide the further information on the two subjects that we promised of bancassurance split and the other issue that was mentioned earlier. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Bye-bye.